Welcome to the Being Soul Confident podcast with me, your host, Nicola Tonsaga, the podcast where we are talking all things soul, where we're widening the conversation about what soul is, so that you can trust it, live it, be it, so that you are being soul confident. Hello and welcome back to Being Soul Confident, and welcome to this bonus episode. I wanted to share a couple of bonus episodes together. So obviously one was shared yesterday, which looked at some of the key reasons that we don't initiate that work, that connection with soul ourselves. And I wanted to share this episode, which is going to look at some journal prompts, which will support you in understanding resistance, some elements of resistance on a subconscious level that are present within you and which perhaps are preventing you either fully leaning in to exploring what soul is for you, or preventing you from really allowing yourself to lean into it a little bit more fully and to trust it and to follow its guidance. Because when we think about soul, we can think about it, we can work with processes and meditations to really start to experience it a little bit more fully, but we also have to do the work. We have to do the work to really allow ourselves to follow its guidance, follow its push, and really to move into the direction that it's encouraging us to go, rather than leaning back into what we already know. So when we are looking at resistance in this way, we are looking at beliefs that we are holding that perhaps limit us, and we are looking at mindset. We're not looking at anything from an energetic perspective, because we don't actually have any energetic resistance to soul. It's already part of our energy. It's already present within us, and we don't have any energetic resistance at all. The resistance that we have comes through experiences perhaps in the past where we have created a specific belief which leans us into wanting to be safe, wanting to show up in a certain way, rather than allowing ourselves to stand fully within everything that we are. And if we remember that soul is an energy that is always encouraging expansion, and if we look at the opposing energies of expansion and contraction, because within the balance of life, within the balance of the universe, there is always a balance. So there is always light and dark. There is expansion and contraction. So everything is always balanced. And as we work with soul and we move into its expansion and we allow its expansion, and therefore ourselves to move past our comfort zone, past what we know, into something more, we are going to meet expansion, but we're also going to meet resistance. And understanding the resistance that the expansion creates, that is actually the work. The work is not in the expansion. The expansion very often is a natural process, but it's what the expansion asks of you. That is the limitation, that's the resistance, that's the contraction. And that's where the gold is when we're looking at working with soul. So an easy way to explain this is if we look at soul signatures, which are my channel process of working to really understand the qualities that soul is asking us to embody within life. All of the soul signatures have qualities that are relatable. And when we work with a soul signature, we're asked to look at what is the benefit of that quality and how does the benefit of that quality limit us? Because in meeting that quality, it is actually understanding how that benefit is going to limit us, that is the work that we need to do. So with the Devotion Soul Signature, one of the qualities that it has is integrity. And you're asked to embody that energy of integrity if you work with the Devotion Signature. So what that means is that, you know, you're asked to embody that energy of doing the right thing for the right reason and really standing in that energy of integrity within yourself. So that's the benefit of really embodying that. You're standing in integrity, you're doing the right thing because it is the right thing to do for the right reason. Now, the challenge with that, the limitation of that benefit, is that you can't take the quick and dirty and easy route. You can't be quiet and not speak up when you know something is wrong. So it benefits you brilliantly because you're doing the right thing for the right reason in the right way, and you're really standing in that power of who you are. But the challenge, the limitation to that benefit, is that you can't take the shortcut. And you really have to stand in that power. So what I'd like you to do is just pause this for a second. I'd like you to grab a notebook and a pen because we're going to jot down some journal questions. Okay. Now, when we look at these journal questions, I'm just going to give you three. And I'd love you to really answer them more than once, because sometimes when we journal, when we answer kind of a journaling question, when we first answer that question, it's our conscious mind that is actually answering. And we need to move a little bit below that to really lean into what the real challenge, the real resistance, the real belief might be. And there are three short questions. They are about connecting into soul. We're going to ask the positive of that, and then we're going to ask how that positive might actually limit you. So what would it ask you to do? So the first question is, if you absolutely trusted that you were intuitively guided, what action would you take right now? How would taking that action limit you? So if you took that action right now, how would it limit you? So what would you have to change? What would you have to give up? What conversations would you have to have? How would taking that action actually limit you? Question number two. What view of yourself would you have to own if you truly believed in that power and presence of soul, and you knew it was supporting you in every moment? What view of yourself would you have to own? And the balance to that is, if you owned that view of yourself, what would you be saying no to that you currently say yes to? And what would you be saying yes to that it is easier to say no to? And the third question. And this is really the other way around. So if you never lent into soul, how is that keeping you safe? And the other bit to that question is, how is that safety not actually safe at all? So those are the three journaling questions. Spend some time with them. And when you feel as though you have finished answering, just ask it again and go a little bit deeper. And just be mindful of what insights rise for you. Because remember, it's the resistance, it's the limitation in the benefit that we really need to understand in able to move through the mental resistance to a deeper connection to soul. Have a blessed day wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in, and enjoy being soul confident.